Blog Talk Radio.
Good Sunday evening. This is the Sunday Show on Here Be Monsters Radio. I'm Gwen Berry. I'm down in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and with me is Jack Jodell up in Minneapolis, as he is every Sunday, along with Wayne Johnson in Columbus, Ohio. Today, we have a guest. You know, once, not so much in 08, but certainly in 2012 and then this election, a very important demographic is captured through the internet and social media. I mean, a lot of information. Is that, well, just look at what Bernie Sanders did with it, you know?
Oh, yes.
He really did a good job with it. Today, our guest is a man who has a great deal of passion, and his candidate is Hillary Rodham Clinton, as is mine. And I guess you guys are on board, too, since Bernie's gone that direction also. And, I found it very interesting, and he put together a Facebook page for Ms. Secretary Clinton, and he has over 10,000 followers. Now, that's
cool.
Not small. That's a lot for somebody to, and just that kind of passion and compassion. He puts up videos. One video I listened to, and I was like, wow. I mean, he really has something to say. And interestingly enough, his name is Sebastiano. Is it Grasso?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's in California, and he's been a citizen of the United States for 10 years. He's an emigre from Sicily. And he obviously loves America. And we're going to have a conversation with him today. And I think one of the most important parts of having a guest like Sebastiano is understanding, again, why we take so for granted sometimes everything that is in peril in this election right now. You guys got a high hope for me there?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yes.
It seems each succeeding election is more important than the last for varying reasons. And there's a lot of reasons to definitely vote this year instead of sitting home and not voting. It's a travesty when people do that, but, you know, a certain amount of people do. So this is a very important election. A lot
and
of
people agree. And also the election has a consequence, guys. So woke up. So we do have an experience in 2000 for Bush. And so that's, for me, it's a serious business. Bush is but Trump, it's unbelievable. So, guys, get out. Get out and vote.
Yes.
So that's no Democrat Republic anymore here. It's serious business. Sorry,
guys. You just have to vote against the Trumpaholics out there.
Trumpaholics, I like that. I like that. Yeah, there's too much at stake for the future of our country.
Yeah,
not to get out and vote. And, you know, I don't care if you don't like Hillary. You really have to look at the bigger picture of,
right,
can you this country could not withstand a Trump presidency.
Right.
It would be just a climatic devastation to all of us.
But in my opinion, it's, you know, the candidates, you can like the candidate 100%. So get over with this. You need a pure candidate. You have to understand also the policy, and you have to understand that the Democrat platform is the most important. Mm-hmm. So we have to put the agenda first, because Hillary, it's just a name. You have to understand it's just what we have to, like a progressive we have to put on. And that's the revolution, because Bernie said, talk about revolution. But the revolution is you have to commit and vote, and you have to be involved in this revolution. So, you know, because of the name or whatever. So you have to follow the agenda as a Democrat. And when the people said Democrat and Republican are the same, no, they are not. That's the system we have now, and that's what we have to take. Because if you voted for Green Party, it doesn't work at all. That it's meaningless. So right now we have this system. If you want to change the system, so you have to be involved after the election and be
The election. Good
this.
Point.
Exactly.
Good point.
I was going to say, you also have to consider that the team that this woman will be bringing with her. It's not just her.
Yeah, exactly.
But it'll be the whole infrastructure team that is really going to be for the working middle class of this country who has been screwed over since Reagan.
Yep.
Well, I'm with Jack. I got to tell you guys, I'm with Jack. I'm a little worried about her transition specialist there, but... I will say
this. Well, we'll see. She's going to get pressure from Bernie and all his followers. So
exactly.
I'm hoping that they will keep her to the left of where she has been.
Right.
And clearly events are heading in that direction anyway. The mood of the country is more left today than it's been in a good long time. And we've got to keep it staying there and getting even further that way. Now, I want to just stress, you made a very good point about how you've got to be active in this election. You can't just vote and consider your job done. You can't just hang out in pool halls and complain about politics. You've got to make things happen the way you want them to happen, and there's only one way to do that. You know, write letters to the newspaper, write to magazines, get on the phone and call people and urge them to attend meetings, have a meeting in your house. Vote for city council, run for city council, run for state office. Get your voice out there and get your viewpoints known and make an impact. Don't just sit around and complain.
Well, Jack, that's kind of the point of today's show. Here's Sebastiano, and he's using the tools that actually work today, which is social media. One another on social media. I mean, the guy's got over 10,000 people listening, posting with him and following him, and you know, that's a lot. That's a huge.
Yeah, Sebastiano, tell us how you became involved with Facebook and how you started up your posts and stuff like that, and how you've snowballed these into a great following. Tell us about that.
It started like a year and a half ago. And I always am involved because I'm a LGBT human right, so I fight for my right, and so I'm struggle for my rights. Just 4 years ago, we were screwed for everything. So now we still have to fight more. That's what it was my point when I'm sometimes I'm contrasted with the fight with the progressive, with those Bernie and the Green Party. You guys understand the revolution, how you change things. You need time. I fight for my rights for them, at least for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we still don't reach the goal yet because there's a lot of brothers and sisters that need a right.
Yes.
We need it as a progressive. Yes, we have to fight for our opinion. We have to fight for whatever we believe in. But in the end, we have to be together because that's the goal. And then slowly, slowly, we have to change. There's a lot of change in this country. It started moving to more on the left, especially for the millennium. They are more progressive, the millennium, more towards to progressive agenda. So let's work with that. So my started like a year ago, a year and a half ago. I started with follow a little bit Bernie and Hillary. I didn't like so much Bernie because he has a big, huge idea, but he doesn't have how you can achieve that. It's become like insane. And then I was a little more distance out back because it started becoming so angry. The rally about Bernie surrounded. And I said, no, that's not the way we have to go. You can talk in policy, but you can't hate people.
You can't. The left cannot fight itself. You cannot have arguments within the left because it gives the elections to the right, and we cannot afford that anymore. The left can no longer fight amongst itself. It has to unite, and it has to push forward behind a non-rightist candidate, and the only
yeah.
one on the horizon right now is Hillary Clinton. So we've got to unite behind her and get her elected president, and good things will follow after that.
Yeah, so that's what I started. And I started these little things on Facebook, and I have my page of Hillary on what is it, like a 240,000 follow. And then I have my group. I have another 10,000. My Facebook page and my profile is 15,000. And then I set up all the 50 states. Every state I have like a 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 follow. So that's how I started my things. But also I went to the rally. I tried to talk to people. And that's the what we have to do. And I believe, but not because of Hillary. Besides, because she's smart. You believe it or not, or you hate her, she's maybe a smart woman.
Oh, yes.
And
she knows the way things work.
And then when she put a point to every point that she's doing is so precise. She knows every topic, and she knows how you pay for everything. So you can disagree or you agree, but that's her policy. That's what I like it. But after that, it become a big monster in front of us. It's Trump. And I think here right now, we know there's no Democrat, there's no Republican, no progressive, no Green Party. Right now, we do have a crazy, crazy guy, period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yes.
There's no other excuse. You know, you can vote a Green Party, you're an idiot. I'm sorry, guys. But that's the case. You have to get out vote. You have to understand. This guy is crazy. Period.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. Yes.
And
because
many have called him a
somebody,
fascist.
A candidate asking on the brief, he asked if he can use the weapon mass destruction. It's crazy. He asked
it
four times.
Yes, very
sorry,
true.
Guys.
And
this
you
is
know,
serious.
Some people, many have referred to him as a fascist and. Or a neo-fascist, and I think there's some – I take some stock in that. There's some realism
no,
for that.
No, he is, because I'm from Italy, and my
yeah.
grandparents fought for World War II. I'm
mm-hmm.
from Italy. I know what's happening. I know how they started the fascists. They started
right.
with the propaganda. They started with the left of it because they were progressive, those guys. Italy and Mussolini, they were progressive dictators.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you guys understand
yeah.
that. They were populist. It's crazy. They they promise, but then that's it. And then we see what's the history.
Well,
then
they use brute force, or they ally themselves with
yeah.
the powers of the country to
yep.
get what they want. They aren't really doing the will of the people.
Yes.
What they do is they pit each other, people against one another. Right now,
right.
and in this country, it has always been, well, Jack, come on, the know-nothing. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's been a common tactic all throughout American history where you try to put one group against the other, and by
yeah.
creating enough turmoil, that's how you get elected. And it's a very simple strategy, but it's a very bad one, and it's particularly bad today.
It's about playing on people's fears and also
right.
playing on people's faith.
Oh, yeah.
The point is that it's always in this country, it always comes down to the immigrants. Four or five generations ago, it was my group. It was the Irish Catholics.
Sure. Yeah.
Before that, it was the Chinese. Or
oh yeah.
You know it
oh,
is.
Well, you know the bullies like Trump always need a boogeyman, a person out there that they can point to and say that person's bad, and you got to vote for me to keep that person away from you. It's a very sick tactic, but it does work. Hitler used it, Mussolini used it, a lot of dictators have used it over the years, and
well,
they've used
say,
it quite successfully, and it's bad to use.
Jack, let's take our own history, the McCarthy era. All he had
there
to do
you
was point to somebody and accuse them of being communist.
That's right.
Yeah.
And also,
lives. Actually, some people even executed because they were accused of being communist.
Many people committed suicide. It was just needless.
Yeah. Also, guys, that it's so fascinating for me to hear my Italian Americans Most of the conservative, and they started, I see this surrogates, some of these Italians, and I went to also these Italian meeting, Italian Americans, people, and they tended to be more Republicans, and they say, you guys, you forgot when you guys came with a boat, when do they call you dirty, when do they call mafia, when do they, they talk you, you're dirty, and you're the rapist. You forgot this?
Yeah, well,
so
you're
the
all
story is
still
repeated here, guys.
Yeah.
Exactly out of Hell's Kitchen, right around the time they were giving the Irish the bad stick, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Italian, they were all dirty, the rapists, the mafia, the violence. Now the same for the Latinos, the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
exactly.
So we're not learning here. We're all immigrants, period.
That's right.
Exactly.
All your first, or second, third, fifth, whatever. The only
right.
one that are no immigrants are the Indians here. So get over with that.
Right. And the point is, we were all immigrants at one point, save for the Native Americans who were first here, and we upset their apple cart very easily. But we are all immigrants, and we've all contributed to this country and made it very strong and very good in many ways. And people have just got to get over their fear of what they don't know about.
I liked
the key strength of this country is. Go ahead, Glenn. I'm sorry.
Well, I liked what Obama said today to Fricky and Zakaria. And he asked him about Trump. And he said, well, it all comes down to the value, the principles in the Constitution. Take a look at what Trump is proposing. And it's as far away from the constitutional principles and values that I've taken to calling him the Republican. And it pisses Republicans off badly. Believe me, I've already caught some crap.
Well, this is why so many Republicans are leaving the party. I mean, even noted conservatives like George Will have resigned his membership of belonging to, because he is so ashamed of where the Republican Party has gone today.
Yeah. Well,
it's just gone further and further and further to the right, and it's unsustainable doing that because it's shrinking. It has a very loud, violent-based base, but they will not last, and they cannot win elections being that narrow-minded and that judgmental. They've got to expand their horizons, and they're very, very limited in their scope.
Well, you know what's pissing me off, guys? Gentlemen, I just got to ask you. I mean, the media drives the blood in the water so that they have stuff to argue about to drive their ratings. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there that disapprove of Trump. And there's a faction of people who have listened for 30 years to what the Republicans have thrown out there about Hillary. Yeah, we've had these discussions. But they say that people don't trust her. And I got to say, while the primaries were going on and they did the polling after voting in states like New York, California, Florida, and over 70% of the people who cast their votes in the primary, whether it was for Bernie or for Hillary, of course, Hillary won big in all of them, the question was asked about Hillary, and people said yes, they did trust her. So, the media pushes stuff.
The media likes to present spectacle and confrontation. That's all they're any good for. As such, they're suspect in what they present. I don't follow the media. I go to many sources, and I go to sources that I can believe in instead of people that are just out there for ratings.
But this untrusted things based on the 25 years attacking the Clintons for 25 years. They don't find anything. They made up a story. So this is BS and no trust. Based on what? About what? I still don't understand why we don't trust her. About what? For some conspiracy? Because she... from base, built it from the Republicans. What was about this untrusted thing? If somebody explained to me, we don't trust Haley. Who trusts all these politics? I don't understand. Is there any politics that we can trust?
It's the same guy who worked for the fellow who was going after Bill Clinton while he was
in
the White House.
And now he's a part of the Trump campaign.
Yeah, now he's a right. man. See that this week, Jack?
Well, Go ahead, Gwen. What?
Said he hired Bassio, I believe his name is, the fellow who was actually arrested for trying to hound somebody to make it.
Bannon?
No, this is part of that kindred. This is Bannon still on there. I mean,
okay.
There you go, white supremacy. Now you got Bassio, who was the hatchet man for that.
It's David Bossie.
Bossie, was a hatchet man for the congressman who was always on top of Bill Clinton during his presidency, and it was all bullcrap. And the majority of stories like Whitewater and all of the rest of them that began way back then and have gone on since.
Oh, he was the author of that stuff, huh?
Yeah, he was the author of most of this stuff.
Yeah.
And he started out working for Bobby Bush. So,
those Republicans, they're legal, this conspiracy. Look at Fox News, Lashley Limbaugh and Hannity. They're legal, this conspiracy. They make a fortune with this conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, people believe it. That's
exactly.
the sad
it's
part.
Exactly. It's controversy. Like the big liars of history, they keep repeating this lie over and over and over again, and a certain amount of uninformed, stupid people believe it. And then more and more people, they talk to their friends and, so-and-so said that, you know, people are not as informed as they should be. A lot of Americans are very lazy. They have the best resources in the world to get their information from, but they choose to be narrow-minded and stupid, a lot of them.
Well, that's because it's in their comfort zone of where they want reality to be.
Yeah, exactly.
They're ostriches with their head in the sand.
Right.
Now,
good point.
The only people who seem to be supporting Trump voraciously right now are part of the base that are uneducated and white. And he's doing another pivot. What's this 2,800 and something pivot of his, where he's gone into, I found on Sebastiano's page, a picture of him at the black church in, was it Philadelphia? The church was just about empty.
Mississippi,
And outside, people were really protesting him being there. The obvious of what he's doing is he's not going to have the majority of people in this country see him for what he is. And while we can't step away from our work in promoting and going out and trying to get our candidate elected, still, I mean, the people who, you know, the media is driving it, so they have something to talk about. But, the talk more, too, on in certain places, which this is off some of my friends who are voting for the Green Party or what have you, is that it's going to be a landslide for Hillary because folks they're hip to it. They're over this stuff. They're over the hate-mongering. Do you really think that an educated professional woman who's been a conservative a lot of her life, who lives outside of Columbus, is really going to choose a hate-infested campaign like Donald Trump's?
Absolutely not.
No. They're not comfortable with it. They don't like where it's going. Plenty of the Republican Party are stepping back from it. Even John McCain put out an ad saying, you know, when Hillary's president, you want me up there so that she doesn't get a check right through, you know.
A number of former administration officials dating back to the Reagan administration are saying, no, Trump is unacceptable. We don't want this guy. We're going to vote. Some of them are even going to vote for Hillary. It's amazing.
I was going to say, even current generals, active generals in the Pentagon are coming out saying, oh, hell no. You know, Kasich here, the governor in Ohio, he's saying, I'm not voting for the bastard. You know,
there's a woman I really have never admired, always thought she was kind of strange in her position as first lady, but I heard her say there was no question who she was voting for, the woman, and that was Barbara Bush. So when
that's amazing.
Well,
that's
Barbara
really amazing.
And Laura, both presidents W and Daddy Bush, have all come out very publicly saying we're going to vote for Hillary.
Yeah, that's right.
Ta-da.
Incredible. It's
Jeb
incredible. Has-
But, you know, who cares?
Well, you know, Trump's mistake is he's trying to remake the Republican Party in his image and likeness. And the problem is he shares some of those attributes with Republicans, but many of them he doesn't. And the ones that he doesn't, they're violently against his stances and his attitude and his self-centered nonsense. And they don't want any part of it.
No, I think it's more like this. I don't think he has any values of a Republican or anything like that. He is
more
than a carnival huckster who threw his hat in the ring to make some publicity and now he's founding himself and just coming out with outrageous statements. Like you said, I could probably go out and kill somebody and still be the popular person to be voted for.
Yeah, he's terrible.
He is not a Republican. He is a carnival buckster that has basically hoodwinked and gotten the most lowest intelligent aspects of the demographics in this country who claim conservative values.
He's riled up the ignorant base, and he's gotten them out to vote in droves for him, but that's not going to be enough to win in the White House.
Just like Jack Kemp told me he said it was a good demographics to whip up the nut jobs at election time because they'll come out and vote.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What they are. They are the whipped up nut jobs.
That's right.
That's who the
that's
Trump
right.
supporters are.
That only works once. Ask Sebastiano. He's out there in California. When they were when the Mormon Church came in and upset the apple cart with gay marriage, they got turned around. People said, "Oh, wait a minute. I don't think so." Am I right, Sebastiano? Did we lose him?
Sebastiano, are you still there? Oh, I hope we didn't lose him.
Sebastiano?
I was going to say, you got to call him back, Gwen.
Yeah.
We've lost him, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like we did. But the truth is that, you know, people are not buying it. I really don't think they are. The trouble is, though, the guy could win. If he could win,
Gwen, one thing I'm really worried about is the hacking from the Russians of our electronic voting machines.
Yeah, because
which
they like
got,
him.
Well, number one, because they're scared shitless of Hillary.
Right.
They know Hillary ain't going to take their crap.
Yeah. Plus, they think they can deal with Trump, and they think they've got him in their pockets. But that's very sinister, and I hate to see that happening. But we've got to be on guard against that. We'll get him back now.
Well, like I said, we have known voting machines, especially the Diebolts.
Oh yeah,
and in the last election, when Mitt Romney's son, under one of their pseudo companies, bought all the voting machines that were supposed to service Cleveland. I give much credit to the voting. Election judges, when they got them in, they tested them out, and half of them were flipping the votes.
Good day. This is Wayne Johnson. Sorry I can't take your call right now, but if you leave a short message, I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. Thank you.
I was going to say you got me, Glenn. It's okay. It's okay. So.
Hello.
So, like I said, I am very...
Hello, he's back.
There we go. Hey, good...
We're good to hear from you again, Sebastiano. We lost you somehow.
Yeah. So everything okay? So we're back.
No problem. Well, you're back.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
Let's get him back into conversation.
Yeah. You guys, I want to say something about we as a progressive. We have to use every tools we have, and we have to. Take it for granted this election would be easy because of the Republican that will show up and vote. We as a progressives, we have these damn things that if we are not exciting or we don't like it something, we stay home. And that's not the case this year. We needed to go out to because it's the consequences. We have this history. Look at what happened with Bush administration, and we still pay for that.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I want to point at more of that thing. So I want to make it clear that
we cannot take it for granted. We have got to get out and vote and campaign. We cannot sit by and let Trump steal the White House. And the Republicans.
Oh my gosh.
First of all, we've got to get out there and vote for more progressives anyway. We've got to take back the Congress. This Congress has been dominated by obstructionist Republicans who are all bought out by special interests. We've got to stop that.
Yes, we have to do vote for the House and for the Senate.
Yes.
So if we want to do some kind of revolution, that's the revolution. I have to get out to tell people what you stand for, and right now this is a system we have, and use it.
Yes,
so,
exactly right.
And slowly we can reach the goal to improve our progressive agenda.
Exactly.
It's easy. The revolution never come easy, right?
It's
not easy. Actually, our revolution can be more peaceful. So go vote. That's the peaceful.
I think Chairman Mao once said, borrowing from him, he said one time that a revolution is not a tea party. So he meant he had it right.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's struggle. That's what it is.
Yes.
Well, Jack, let me interject this real quick here. Right now we are selling the Labor Day weekend. This is when the labor movement of the 1930s said, you know what? The 1% has destroyed the economy through their greed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was from the blood, the work, the sweat, and even, yes, some deaths of the working middle-class man who brought about this labor movement, and that reason why we even have this holiday off. Why we
That's
have
why
we
even have a middle class, even though it's shrinking.
Medical
we have
benefits,
that due to labor unions
benefits.
And the push from progressives.
Exactly.
Well, it wasn't
and we can't
all,
abandon that.
It wasn't all men. Either gentlemen.
Oh, it was women too.
Let's,
you bet.
The triangle fire in New York, or the children labor law.
Very good, Gwen.
And from that, Frances Perkins saw that fire, and she had put in her gut the determination to make things happen. And she is a big reason for we had all those great improvements during the FDR administration, Social Security, all that sort of thing, that she put it into unemployment compensation. She was the author of all that stuff. She pushed for it.
Yeah.
She put it together, and hats off to her. I did a blog post earlier this year honoring her. She was my 2016 Head and Heart Award winner because even though she's dead, the impact of her work is still surviving
to this day. We're all still benefiting today from that work.
Absolutely. And we've got to increase that and not lose any more of it.
But also, guys, the labor, it's like in Germany or in Japan, they are in the board. So they're connected with the CEO, the labor union together, and they work it together, and they benefit everybody together. So we have to go bring back this culture because when you talk labor in this country, it's like you're talking for evil, the corruption. So we have to
like the
give
Koch
the power to the labor.
Like
the labor they give it so the labor give it so much for the for the worker.
Yes,
the people understand that the labor it's for us, not against us.
Right.
That's the thing. So the labor.
I'm glad you
realize
that, Sebastiano. That's very, very true. Very,
well,
very profound.
Well, I come from Italy. It's, 70% of the people, it's unionized. So Italy, it's the unite, a very labor country. So why you have to be against something? I don't understand why the American people, they don't believe in the union. It's, important. Improving your quality of life, improving your right.
Americans have been lied to by billionaires. We've been lied to by billionaires, Sebastiano. They've told us that labor unions are bad, that they take your money and they don't deliver anything for you, and all their officers are driving around in rich Porsches and in Cadillacs, and it's all a bunch of nonsense, and it's all designed to get people to not be part of a union.
They
hate unions.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
There has been some huge corruption of the union.
Oh, there have been.
By the mobs, and we all know that. But on the overall, the labor unions in this country, especially today, are
the middle class.
It's been decimated, and they need to be rebuilt. We also have there's a huge change going on, and Hillary Clinton is addressing it in the workforce. It's no longer what it once was. It's not about coal jobs, coal mining jobs. It's not about fossil fuel industry. It's not about even the steel industry.
No, it's about fair pay for fair work. That's what it's about.
But also we have to teach those people that Trump, it's enough for the workers or for the American first. Because look at his Trump hotels in Los Angeles and in Las Vegas. He fired all these people who tried to bring the union inside his hotels. So how you dare, you know, guys, woke up, dude, because Trump, it's against you, period.
Yep.
And then there's a crap of the TPP, production in Spain, Mexico, in Turkey, in Lithuania, in Germany. He bring a job, he's all over the place, and then it's the American force. Come on, we have to woke up, but we have to tell the people that's a bunch of Meloni when they say.
But also about the direction of policy, and as I was saying before, the workforce is changing, and we have to change that. We're going to get left behind if we are not at the top of the industries that bring survival to the species, and that's green.
Exactly.
It's about whole new jobs. It's about technical jobs. It's about professions. Have yet to be put on the block. And this can be done by proper education, training centers, apprenticeships, and it come under the guise of a WPA plan that will go for infrastructure rebuilding, but also to train people who may not, college might not be their thing, but apprenticeship might be. And it doesn't matter if it's making new computers or telephones or whatever it is, it has to shift over. And people.
But also, Hillary said that we have to also improve skill also for the plumbers, electricity, mechanic.
Yep.
That's a blue collar pay job.
Right.
So that's a very good job. And we don't give it for granted that it doesn't matter. And that's, we have to also focus on that kind of job. It's a good paid job. So that's so much to explore in base of a workforce. So.
Well, Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and Milton Friedman are the architects of the horrible, horrible system we have now that funnels all the money to the top and makes the richer people even richer than they've ever been before, and it's stealing from the middle class and the poor to do so. And their philosophy was completely, completely wrong, and we're suffering from it as a result, and a lot of people are still practicing this nonsense. It's got to be overhauled and completely reworked.
Well, you know,
the policy for them, it's a middle class against the poor, the poor against the middle class, and then on top of that, lots of bad
guys. Division and people fighting amongst themselves.
Exactly.
Very little middle class left. People have to look, you know, a lot of people, I mean, look at myself. I live because I'm an entrepreneur for myself. I have my own little home-based business. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this is how people, a lot of people I know are surviving and have switched over from working for corporate industry too. The other thing here is what the largest issue that's keeping the base with the Republican is his immigration policy. I actually listened to a Republican congressman who's for Trump explain that the illegals who are in this country doing all of the migrant labor work, we're talking about the farms and the bread baskets and the in this part of Florida, there's a lot. He's actually saying that the humane and compassionate way that they'll take care of them is that they'll give them work visas so that they can keep working for the farmers. And they, what he was proposing was wage slavery.
Oh, exactly.
I'm sorry, economic slave labor.
Servitude for not getting deported is what he was proposing. And not one spinheads on CNN pointed it out. I was shocked.
No, the media is very blind in that area, and they just don't debate it. They don't explore it. We're not getting investigative journalism anymore. You're getting a bunch of crap. You're getting people out there that are just paid to keep their mouth shut, and that's not news.
Not all of them. I mean, my habit.
Too many of them. Too many of them.
I agree with that, but I spend my time usually listening to, I'll tell you, Joy Reid. Over
she's
on MSNBC, she's been doing a bang up job.
She's great. Rachel's
I love
good.
It.
Chris,
I love
Chris,
her.
Chris
I love
Hayes
it.
Good.
Love it. But she knows the facts. So she challenged the facts, not just because of conspiracy crap.
Yeah.
She challenged that. She learned with the facts. She studied facts. These are the facts. You challenge, period.
She's
doesn't
a
matter
credit
if you're Republican or Democrat. You challenge, period. But most of those are journalists, they don't challenge anybody. That's the problem. They don't challenge.
And then you have Rachel Maddow, who educates.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
And I've got to give kudos to somebody I never paid much attention to, but last week I saw him do a piece on the Nation's out at Cannonball trying to stop the Dakota Pipeline. He did a whole piece on it. Kudos to him. I thought it was fantastic. The only thing they need to do over there is get rid of Steve Kornacki and put Keith Olbermann back in his seat.
I agree. Steve Kornacki is a well-intentioned guy, but he's a little green, and he's not green, but he's a little young, and he's not that suited for really telling the truth. He's a numerals guy. He's a number guy.
Oh, he's Blowhole Todd's protege. He's a Republican go-boy, what he is. I mean, you know I'll get nasty on you, Jack. You know this.
Go for it. Rip him to shreds. I'm on fire.
Go ahead. We want to hear that. We love it.
All loaded up. I was so angry. I have to. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
even made the dog.
Now. Look at that. My goodness.
The dog.
Even the dog.
Score.
It's true.
That was very hilarious.
MSNBC nighttime lineup does, and Joy Reid on the weekends, and she's been sitting in for a lot of them. I'll tell you what, too. I don't always agree with him, but he always presses the point and looks for the even line, and that's Chris Matthews. He makes people say what they really mean. I mean, look what
he holds them to the point. He pushes them to the point. Yeah, he doesn't put up with bullshit.
He
delves for information.
Yeah, so, you know.
But
there
a lot of times I find that he goes in with his own agenda and tries to force it in that direction. That's what I don't like about him. I do like him when I like him, but when I don't like him, I don't like him. So you figure it out.
When I don't like him, I nasty tweet. I do that with Morning Joke all the time. I'm like,
Morning Dead Joe is such a jerk.
Well,
gosh,
he's been really drawing Trump out and down, and just saying, you know, for weeks now, he's been calling him out, but nobody's listening. Nobody on the Republic, and they won't come and talk about it really, and that. Table of guys he has sitting there are real conservatives, and they're like they're I've watched them throw their hands up and go know and sometimes I mean I watched Joy Reid last week. She started laughing at stuff.
Yeah. Exactly, because it's so preposterous.
What else can you do? And then Rachel Maddow on Friday night, because she got Trump's new, mouthpiece. What's her name? Kellyanne something. On this show, she had her for about 30 minutes of the show. She asked her questions that were pointed, and she answered, and of course she lied, and Maddow caught her in it. And on Friday night, she did a piece, and she said, you know what? I got lied to, and for me, this is just cleaning up my business.
There you go. Good for her. Good for her.
Yeah, not a lot of people are doing that, but Rachel Maddow is the highest rated MSNBC show.
Right, and has been for a long time. Ever since the tail end days of Keith, she's been highest rated.
That's absolutely correct. And
it goes a long ways back. And boy, do I miss Keith Olbermann. He could cut right to the point, too, and he did. He didn't put up with bullshit.
He is cutting right through the point. He makes videos himself and gives them to Esquire magazine, and they post them.
Oh, great. That sounds great. I'm all for that. I got to look at some of that stuff.
He needs a chair. He needs a chair somewhere. Sebastiano, do you remember Keith Olbermann?
Yeah, I do. Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
I want to ask you guys, so what are we have to do with this? We have 2 months left. What do you guys suggest for the people listening to us today? I'm really concerned. We needed to tell them what we have to do last 2 months.
Volunteer, go out and sign up new voters for Hillary.
That's right. That's important.
And if I can't get out there to do that, which often is the case, I cut out an hour or two a day, and I call for Hillary.
Volunteer to take infirm people to the polls. Some people can't get out and vote because they're sick or they're crippled or they're blind or something. Get them to the polls. Help them out. There's many ways you can help.
No, but also for those people, for progressive people, they don't go show up and vote or they vote for the Green Party.
Well, we've just got to keep ringing their bells. We've got to keep ringing their bells and convincing them that they cannot stay home because we cannot afford a Donald Trump win. We cannot afford any more Republican Congresses. We've got to take it back.
Oh, my God.
We won't take it back by arguing in bowling alleys or pool halls. We've got to get it done ourselves.
And by the also, they don't understand it. It's the Supreme Court that's in play.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
And the Supreme Court, it's not like 2 years that they go home. Those are going to stay for 30 years, these people. And those millennials, they don't want to go vote.
Yeah,
that's the rest of their life for the rest of their life.
It's the Supreme Court right now.
And I'll say this to any millennial who may be listening today. If you think it's bad now and your student debt is bad now and work situation is really hard to get a good job now, you just wait. If you don't vote, you wait until you see what continuation of the Republican economics plan will do to you. You will never have a good job. You will be forced into serfdom. You will not have money. You will not be able to pay off your student debt. You'll be a wage slave the rest of your life. So you've got to vote.
Gentlemen, a majority of registered millennials are voting for Hillary. They are polling.
That's absolutely right.
But there's something I need to say to Sebastiano because I know what he was getting at. How do we convince people they should vote for Hillary? Well, I respect people for their choices, because I'm an American, and everybody has a choice to vote for who they want. And when I'm on the phone working for Hillary, I say, hi, I'm calling for the Democratic Party. And I only have their number because they're a Democrat. And I tell them, you know, I hope you're going to go out, get out and vote. It's very important. And, you know, I said, whoever your candidate is, it's important to vote. My candidate is Hillary. And when the primaries were going on, I got pretty much an equal amount of Hillary and Bernie supporters. Uh-huh. But Hillary usually took it. She did win by large majorities where she did. And in Arizona, for instance, I had a few women say, well, you know, I like what Bernie has to say, so I'm going to vote for him. But, you know, if he doesn't win, of course I'm voting for Hillary.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A majority of Democrats are going to do that, but there is a certain, there are a lot of people who are fed up. really fed up, and they see Hillary as more of the same, and they would like to see someone like Bernie Sanders.
And you know what? It's up to them. It's up to them to make Hillary do what they want, and that can be accomplished. They've just got to do it. They just can't sit around and complain at their bowling alley, at their card club. They've got to get off their dead ass and do something.
But also, the case, guys, it's no Hillary. We have to elect the House of the Senate. So Hillary, it's just one person. So if we want to really follow our agenda, you have to vote for the Senate, for the House, and for the President.
Very true.
You have to all three entities, they go working together.
Exactly.
So if you want to really focus for your progressive agenda, get out. Hillary is just one person. We are all together.
I would also add, it also has to be your state and local levels, too.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to go all the way through the whole system.
When you volunteer, like I'm on the campaign for Clinton. When you volunteer, I have a whole list of candidates, progressive, Democratic candidates that I will suggest. These are the votes that we need to change how the country is going in this moment.
Right. And
guys,
people do
I
that on the phone,
for,
and sometimes the
I,
parties, the local parties, will prepare sample ballots and have them dropped in mailboxes. It'll say all the particular Democratic candidates that they urge you to vote for. And that can be a helpful aid when you go into the voting booth.
Well, Jackson, I would also add, the policies of your local and state government and county government, we have this referendum. We have this on the ballot here.
Right.
I want you to vote this way because this is,
Vote yes on amendment such and such. Right.
We can no longer afford these libs, these low information voters going into the polling booth.
Right.
Well, and here's the thing, too. The media is giving Hillary a lot of crap for being out there fundraising for a month. Well, here's the deal. She raised $140,000 and 60 of it goes to her. The rest goes to the down ticket ballot. And in this state alone, she has over 400 people working in field offices all over the state of Florida.
Great.
Last nothing. He has the Republican Party. He thinks is going to get him elected in the different states, apparently. He has one place in Sarasota, and I can't tell you how dismal that is. But
that's a naivety in action.
It takes a ground game, and this is what she's been working on, placing and getting done for the last month. This is one smart woman. She knows exactly what
She knows how to get elected. She knows how to win an election.
Right. Let me interject here, too. People are complaining about the Clinton Foundation, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my God.
They've done a lot of good.
80% of the money that is collected for the Clinton Foundation to do good works around the world, AIDS treatment in Africa, et cetera, et cetera. 80% of that money goes directly to those people. The last 20% goes to the infrastructure of those people who are out administrating it. She's not getting a big pyramid scheme up to herself.
That's not one of those wounded warrior projects where people are throwing parties and taking all the money for themselves.
There you go. It is not that at all.
Like a Trump, taking money for himself.
No,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Exactly, right, like Trump.
Very good.
Trump is a double. It's the rent for his tower for the Republican campaign headquarter, and he doubled the rent for himself. It's the first candidate that's making money.
He's unbelievable, isn't he?
It's the first candidate that can make money to run for office. That's unbelievable, guys. They tell everything about this candidate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's something.
Go ahead, Glenn. Glenn, you're trying to say something.
Yeah. He keeps calling her Crooked Hillary. And the fact is that in November,
he's the biggest crook of them all.
He will be put on trial in the state of New York. First of all, I was really shocked to see, and I did my due diligence on, and he is up on charges for rape of a 13-year-old. He's also got this Trump University. Well, come on.
Scam.
yeah, the Trump University.
And then it's connected with the mob, with the mafia thing. So you guys forgot that too?
Oh yeah, that's
the tax return.
I don't know about that, but I do know about other. And this guy is so crooked. He's such a chiseler. And in my state, here in my area, there are businesses that have been absolutely decimated by his tactics in business.
Let me go on a personal note. I went back home to Maryland last weekend. My baby girl turned 22. And I was talking with my brother-in-law, one of my wife's sister's husbands. He is a contractor. He says he's had many friends who were also fellow contractors, like brick and block layers, who did work for him in Jersey and got screwed on their pay.
Oh, yeah.
He did not pay them.
No, and, you know, Sebastiano brought up the fact, and we are at the top of the hour, gentlemen. He brought up the fact that, you know, in Vegas, at his casino, he's giving the labor movement a really hard time, the people there. But Sebastiano, I'd say he's going to bankrupt that soon enough. So,
yeah.
The Taj Mahal in Jersey is totally bankrupt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But you guys, guys, I'm going to say something. I can't believe it. This guy still has a 41% of people voted for him. That's unbelievable.
That boggles my mind too.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. It's amazing.
That's why we have to get out and vote, and we've got to keep pushing forward, people. And the way we do that is to vote, volunteer, help.
Yeah.
Any way you can to keep Trump from and his cohorts from gaining any more electoral ground. We've got to defeat them. We've got to turn them out of office because they're destroying America. Really, it's very true. So we've got to take it back our way and make it more for the people again, instead of for the corporations and for the billionaires. We've got to do it. We've got it in our power. It's up to us to act. We've got to vote. We've got to volunteer. We've got to organize. We've got to work together, and that's the way we'll win this election.
Sebastiano, I want to thank you for coming. Guys, we're at the end of the show. We're going to get cut off in a minute. So I want to thank you, Sebastiano, for coming on and sharing with us. I want to congratulate you on all the good work you've done on social media.
Yes, good job, Sebastiano.
Hey, guys, let's have a fight with this KK agenda, okay?
Yeah.
We have to fight back. We have to fight back. All of you progress out there, fight back, because that's the case. We have to fight against the KK agenda. We don't want that. All
right?
In theory, get out, all right, guys? Because that's what I don't want to say. I don't want this American dream.
It's an honor having you.
Thank you, guys, and see you next time, okay?
Okay, well, take care, my friend, and let's win this election, right?
Yes.
I'd love
I will be there on the 20th January. I will be there. I booked my hotel, so.
Very good. Well, happy Labor Day to you, Sebastiano, and everybody
also,
across the
also
country.
Also, you guys. And let's give it the power of the union again, guys.
That's
right.
I'm with you, man. Way to go. All right.
Yeah.
Have a great
bye-bye,
week,
guys.
Everybody. And we'll talk with you again next Sunday.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
I want to, our last few moments here, I would like to remember that it is Labor Day tomorrow, and to support your local unions and the people, keep them held up. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Wayne. This is the end
thank
of the
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We will be back next Sunday for Here Be Monsters Radio, the Sunday show with Jack Jodell, Wayne Johnson, and myself, Gwen Berry. And that's all she wrote. Good night, everybody.